Drunk driving crashes are on the decline in New York State, according to the governor's traffic safety committee. But at the same time, the number of crashes involving drug-impaired drivers is on the rise. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the state is increasing the numbers of highly trained officers who can identify the signs of drug-impaired driving.
There are challenges when it comes to making an arrest for drugged driving. A drugged driver is often on the road at all hours of the day, and many individuals arrested for driving while impaired have more than one drug in their system. That's where drug recognition experts come into play. State Police Sergeant John LaPlante has been a DRE for 7 years now. He heads out to the scene if officers are unsure about what drugs might be affecting a motorist and conducts a multi-step protocol.
We look at the psychophysical effects, their balance, their coordination, their field tests, and then we look at the effects on their body. Their blood pressure, pulse, temperature, how their eyes are acting. All these things combine to show not only what category or categories might be impairing the person, but to what extent.
LaPlante says that helps police and prosecutors. At a time when more and more drivers get behind the wheels under the influence of several kinds of drugs.
In 2017, the New York State Police alone had over 1,600 individuals arrested for driving while mobility impaired by drugs. And so far this year, we're almost at 1,000.
This summer, 22 law enforcement officers from police departments across the state earned the designation as a nationally certified drug recognition expert. That brings the statewide total to 277. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.